This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.N. humanitarian office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days. Israeli ground forces have been battling Palestinian militants around hospitals in the north where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. The UN says only one hospital in the north is capable of receiving patients. All the others, including Gaza's largest, Shifa, which has been at the center of a days-long standoff, are no longer able to function. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which is struggling to provide services to more than 600,000 people sheltering in the south, says it may run out of fuel by Wednesday. Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are advancing at a meeting where participants are discussing the treaty's draft language for the first time. Nations, petrochemical companies, environmentalists, and others affected by the pollution gathered for negotiations in Kenya's capital Monday. The meeting is the third of five intended to complete negotiations by the end of next year. This is VOA News. As the war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas continues, a major rally will take place today at the National Mall in support of Israel. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Jewish community of America, frankly, the Jewish community of the world, is extraordinarily vulnerable and frightened.
Rabbi David Callender of Congregation Olam Tikva in Fairfax, Virginia.
The importance of this rally is for us to draw strength and comfort in knowing that we can not only be strong together, but also cry together as well.
And what about calls for a ceasefire?
The problem is that everyone wants to see this as two sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, and it's not. There's a third vector in here, which is Hamas, which is just pure evil. And they've made it clear that a ceasefire is an opportunity to, quote, do it a second time, do it a third time, and do it a fourth time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A massive new federal government report says revved up climate change now permeates Americans' daily lives with harms that are already far-reaching and worsening across every region of the United States. Tuesday's National Climate Assessment is a five-year localized update on what global warming is doing and will do to the United States. It paints a picture of a country that is warming about 60% faster than the rest of the world as a whole, regularly getting smacked with costly weather disasters, and is facing even bigger future problems. Internal documents obtained by the Associated Press show that the World Health Organization paid $250 each to some women in Congo who say they were sexually abused or exploited by workers responding to the Ebola outbreak. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The $250 covers typical living expenses for less than 4 months in a country where the WHO documents note that many people survive on less than $2.15 a day. But the payments to the victims did not come freely. To receive the cash, the women were required to complete training courses intended to help them start income-generating activities. And the payments appear to try to circumvent the UN's policy that it doesn't pay reparations by including the money in what it calls a complete package of support. Many women in Congo who were sexually abused still have received nothing, and the WHO says nearly a dozen women declined the $250 offer. I'm Donna Water.
ExxonMobil is drilling for lithium in the U.S. state of Arkansas and expects to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. Exxon on Monday announced the project and said by 2030 it expects to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than 1 million electric vehicles. The oil giant in early 2023 acquired the rights to 120,000 gross acres of the Smackover Formation in southern Arkansas. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.